T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened, the good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
A final, and the results are good. Another victory for the Milwaukee Brewers. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. There's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen, and the Brewers get it done in 10 innings, 3-2. The final, as Luis Urias, as we've been tracking this year, got some clutch in him, doesn't he? In a big crowd at American Family Field, 23,000 plus, I guess just shy of 24,000 in this one. Happy to witness the walk-off win for the crew. Their fifth consecutive victory, guys, to run their mark now to 29-25. And when you think about the 4/500, everybody is going to point to a couple of different numbers here. A 17-10 start through the first 27 games. So you're plus 7. You're 7 games over 500 after losing 13 of 17, guys. Now think about this. They lose the next 13 of 17 to go under 500. Now you're crawling back. You're right there. You're just a couple of wins away from getting back to that 7-over mark. And as we've discussed over the past couple of weeks, when you bottom out, if you bottom out around the 500 mark, when you do get on a little bit of a run, this is what happens. You dig back out, and then you kind of hang out 5, 6, 7, 8 games over 500. Huge victory for the Brewers today. Didn't waste a Corbin Burnes performance in this one. He goes 6 innings, allows just 1 run. Willie Adames with a home run. We'll get to our recap in just a little bit. The bullpen and Suter and Boxberger. I mean, how many times are you going to go to these guys? Go into the well again. And these guys are getting it done on a consistent basis. I will say this, that you know, they're probably going to need another arm out there, as we've been discussing. But for now, they're getting it done. And the pitching, just, again, outstanding starting pitching for the Brewers here in the 2021 championship season. 54 games in the books at a 29-25 mark. That is exactly one-third of the championship season. One-third in. Now, I will point this out to you. They're not in first place. When you are in first place on June 1st, you run a 59% chance to win the division. And this is going back to 1995, the wild card era. So 59% chance to win the division. They're right there, but certainly not in that number one slot. But, hey, play better baseball, which they are. Hitting's coming around a little bit more. I mean, you struggled to get some runs today, but they get the victory, 10 innings. And, well, I should not be remiss in bunting in the 10th inning again. Thursday you did it. Bottom of the 10th inning. You need a run to win the game. They bunted that day, got the victory. They bunted today. Same guy, too, Keston Hira, got the victory. You're in a situation here where Craig Counsell is, again, still trying to figure out this extra inning situation. We all are, but they get it done today. So 54 games in. Now, you've heard the old adage on this show and many others that you win 54, you lose 54, and it's the other 54 that determines your success or failure. Now we're 54 games in, four games over 500. We did this at the quarter turn, at the 40-game mark, a couple of weeks ago. Now we do it again here at the one-third mark. What do you give them? You give them a thumbs up? You give them a passing grade? Do you give them a successful first third of the season? How do you line up how you look at this team through exactly one-third of the season? 414-799-1250. And as you know, again, we look at American Family Field. You guys, just amazing getting into it. I'm not sure if they're doing anything on the scoreboard there because I'm not there. But there's certain situations when it gets to two strikes on guys like Peralta, guys like Brandon Woodruff, guys like today Corbin Burnes. Is the scoreboard sort of prompting the fans there, the crowd there, to kind of get into it? I'd be pretty impressed if they didn't. I'd be really impressed with Brewer fans kind of feeling it in a certain situation. Two outs and a 2-2 count in Corbin Burnes' situation today. You guys are lighting it up there. That was pretty cool. But the 54 games in, how do you grade that out, guys? 414-799-1250. Maybe not just a letter grade, but just any kind of grade. Scale of 1 to 10. Pass or fail. Let's see. Incomplete. I think you could throw that out there, too, since it's just one-third. I'll tell you, for me, I think it's extremely successful are the terms that I would put on this. That's the terminology I would use. And I know they're not in first place. But extremely successful based on everything they've gone through this year. I mean, Evan, we'll welcome you in. Welcome to the show. And hopefully everyone's doing okay here with the extended weekend. But how would you grade them out? 54 games in, one-third.
The team itself, I think I would have to give probably around a C, C+. Maybe up to a B-, just absolutely carried by the pitching staff. I think that we knew that there were going to be some growing pains, especially with that offense, but yeah, maybe not to the extent that we've seen. The pitching staff has been absolutely out of this world, especially the starting pitchers. They get an A++++.
Oh, for sure.
So everything together, I don't want to say it's an inconclusive grade because of all the injuries and the inconsistency, but I think they've been a little bit better than we all expected, even accounting for how bad the offense has been. So I think probably around a C+, maybe up to a B- for me.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go a little bit higher than that. 54 games in here. This is the one-third mark. We're getting to, you know, the middle third of the season here. June 1st tomorrow. I find it difficult or challenging for me to get into that A category because of the offense. As you mentioned, the offense, just it's so tough for me to go there, if you will. But in terms of being opportunistic, in terms of trying to figure out ways to win, maybe that elevates at least that offensive grading as we look at the first third. I think it's extremely successful. I do. And that's why you win as a team. And that's what I will default to. I don't mean to cop out on that offense. The offense has not been good. But you do win as a team. That's going to be my fallback here. I got to go. It's just, is there a middle ground between a B+ and an A-? I guess there's not, isn't there? Yeah.
I guess if you want to get into, like, the percentages, like a true student report card.
Yeah, maybe we will get into that because I guess I missed the memo on GPAs now. They can be above 4.0. I never knew that until just a few years ago. Like, you can only get a 4.20 or something.
Yeah, only some schools do that. My sister, she just actually had her high school graduation on Saturday, and her valedictorian was like a 4.3 GPA.
See, I don't know.
My
don't
class,
know how that works.
We had 7 valedictorians and 4 salutatorians because we didn't have weighted grades, and 7 people had 4.0s, and they didn't want to pick just one.
Well, participation trophies, too. That'll work. 414-799-1250. Get into our game recap here as we go back to 110 this afternoon. Corbin Burns, a couple of punch-outs in that first inning in a 1-2-3 frame. Yelich, a 2-out base hit in the bottom half. No score into that second inning of play today. Burns laboring in the second inning after 1-out, 2 consecutive base hits, then a walk, but a strikeout and a ground out gets him out of that jam. That was a big spot right there. A couple of base runners to start in the second inning for the crew. Kane and Narvaez with base hits. Keston hits into a rocket double play. Boy, when it rains, it pours for Keston here, I will say. Urias with a deeper line out. No score into that third inning. Neither team scores in the third or the fourth. Burns, double given up with 2 outs in that third. Brewers, Yelich led off with a walk in the fourth, but a pop-up caught stealing by Yelich, and they moved to the fifth inning scoreless here this afternoon. Burns walked a man in the fifth, but a scoreless frame. Keston with a double play, playing much better defense, Keston Hira at first base. Through the 5 scoreless, 5 punch-outs for Corbin Burns. Returning the favor, 1-2-3. Keston with a rocket. Another rocket for an out into the 6th inning. Scoreless today. They get to Burns in the 6th inning. Lead-off base hit. Well, actually, 2 of them. He faces Miguel Cabrera. Hits into a double play, leaving the runner at third with 2 outs. Then a long at-bat from the former Brewer, Jonathan Scope. And I am stunned that there was not any changeup thrown in a 10-pitch sequence right there. They were just playing pepper. Scope was all over him. A couple of deep shots, foul. I mean, I don't understand why the change of pace. If you lose him, you lose him. And you got first and third with the 2 outs. But that was a head-scratcher to me. And Scope, wouldn't you know it, comes up with an RBI base hit for Jonathan Scope, 1-0 into the bottom of the 6th inning. Well, the Brewers battle back in the 6th. A leadoff walk by Robertson, pinch hitting for Burns. Colton Wong then hits into a fielder's choice to cut down Robertson at second base. And this guy, again, settling into the two-hole position offensively, Willie Adames changes the scoreboard.
3-2. Fly ball right field, well struck. Back track wall. Brewers lead it 2-1. Willie Adames goes oppo.
Yeah, 2-1 with that one swing of the bat. Trevor Richards coming on for the 7th inning. Richards into some trouble. This is what we were talking about. They may need another arm. No, they do need another arm in that bullpen. Lead off home run to tie the game up, then a base hit. Suter getting ready in a big hurry right there. Richards gets a strikeout, then a flare to right center. This is pretty pivotal here. Lorenzo Cain makes a play and wants to throw, kind of contorting his body, trying to throw to first to double off the runner. And he gets hurt on the play as a wholesale change is made right there for Craig Counsell. A lot of moving parts in that 7th inning. As he goes to get Suter, Kane comes out of the game, Bradley in, Yelich to right, Shaw into first, and Keston Hira moves to left field. Has never played there in the big leagues, and I would be hard-pressed to say if he's ever played in the outfield in his professional career. And wouldn't you know it, on the first pitch by Brent Suter, the ball's hit right out to him, and he makes the grab to end the frame. I have a little bit bigger problem in him not knowing how many outs there were, but the Brewers win today. I won't go crazy on that. 2-2, bottom seven. Leadoff base hit for Travis Shaw in the bottom of the seventh inning. Omar pops it up. Keston strikes out. 1-for-19 since Keston's return from the minors. Urias strikes out to end that frame. 2-2 to the eighth. It's going to stay there, guys. Suter, a quick 1-2-3 eighth inning. Nice play defensively for Colton Wong in that frame. Brewers in order in that eighth inning. Josh Hader in for the ninth, and you know what happens there. Well, there's nothing there. Two-out double by Shaw in the bottom of the ninth inning. Can we get a walk-off in the ninth inning? No. It goes to extras into the 10th inning. Boxberger in big time. After the Tigers sacrifice the auto runner over to third base, you're going to need a punch-out or a pop-up. How about a punch-out and a punch-out to get out of it and set the stage for the Brewers in the bottom of the 10th inning? Auto runner Omar Narvaez at second base, just like they did on Thursday. Keston Hiura with a bat in his hand. Craig Counsell made mention of that after the game on Thursday. Keston's a good bunter, and he gets it done, moving Omar over to third base, and it set the stage for Luis Urias.
Another 1-2 pitch on its way to Luis Urias. Fly ball right center field. That should be well deep enough. Reyes can't catch up. It bounces on the warning track and over the wall. The Brewers are going to win it in 10 innings. It's Luis Urias on this Memorial Day.
That dude's got a little clutch in him, doesn't he? The Brewers get the 10-inning victory, 3-2 the final, 414-799-1250 as they win five consecutive games now. They get four games over 500. They're just three away from their high water mark. And that, to me, is the key. And they're 54 games in here, guys. Huge win for the crew today. They're, I guess from my perspective, Evan, you can attest to this. In my world, they're all huge victories, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you take, it could be a game on May 13th. It could be a game on September 22nd. You wouldn't know if there was anything different. You are tuned in the entire time.
Yeah, the same thing. Same go get 'em passion. 54 games in. That's 130, guys. 54, 54, 54. That final 54, well, in any order, determines your season. How do you grade these guys out? Put a term on it. Not just a letter. Put a term on it. Good? Decent? Okay? Holding their own? Put a phrase to it? I think it's extremely good. And you have to put everything into context, what they've been through in those 54 games. You got a guy, Christian Yelich, that has no power right now. You've got Jackie Bradley Jr. and Keston Hiura not providing much of anything. Lorenzo Cain just starting to get it together here. You've got a couple of trades here involving shortstops. You have to put all of the injuries into this equation. You guys figure it out for me. Because I think it's extremely good. I would say extremely successful. That's the way I would put it. 414-799-1250. And take a break. Going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up. I'm sure we'll hear from Luis Urias as well. Corbin Burns, six innings of one-run ball. Pretty decent bounce back after his last outing. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, as always on 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Crew gets it done today in 10 innings in walk-off fashion, sending the biggest crowd since 2019 home happy and 23,000 plus at American Family Field for a 3-2 10 inning victory. How do you like, are you guys getting used to this extra inning situation here? Are you getting used to the strategy of this? Because I'm still figuring things out. I think to a large degree, a lot of baseball fans, analysts, players, managers are still trying to sort of get their own strategy to it. And I'm not sure that's going to come real easy. It was last year, and then it's the first third this year. But I can be honest, I don't have all the answers to the extra frame rules, the runner at second base with nobody out. I would tend to lean on the side of how they've done it now on both Thursday and today. I would lean in that direction, but it's not my verdict yet. I know this, with a runner at second base and nobody out, I don't need a hit. I don't actually need a hit to win that baseball game. When it's tied, bottom half at home. That's where I'm leaning. It's tough to get a hit these days in Major League Baseball, isn't it? Tough I'm talking about an actual hit. Single, double, homer, triple. So if I don't need one of those to win a game, that's where I would sort of lean. Depends on the personnel, depends on the situation, depends on who's pitching. It depends. A lot of factors in there. They get it done today. ABC audio video play of the game. It's the Brewers, well, now super utility man with a bat in his hand and the game on the line, bottom of the 10th inning.
Another 1-2 pitch on its way to Luis Urias. Fly ball right center field. That should be well deep enough. Reyes can't catch up. It bounces on the warning track and over the wall. The Brewers are going to win it in 10 innings. It's Luis Urias on this Memorial Day.
There it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Jeff Levering on the call as the Brewers, again, get the 3-2 victory. And I'm still trying to get used to Luis Urias and the pronunciation. Carlos just checked in and reminded me that, you know, it's tough sometimes, these guys. You're hearing all different pronunciations, even a Dan Vogel Bach versus Back. And we went through it with Gene or Jean Segura. You know, it's tough. Once it locks in, it locks in. So it's Luis Urias. Is that right? Does that sound right, Evan?
Yeah, I believe it was Urias with the
Urias.
Yeah.
Okay, Carlos. Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, it took me how many weeks to lock in Vogel Back versus Bach. So I appreciate you tuned in, Carlos. That's cool. 799-1250. So 54 games in, guys. That's 1/3 mark. And that old baseball adage, the old 54 rule or the 54 theory. Every single team in Major League Baseball wins 54 and they're going to lose 54. And that final 54 sorted out the way you want. That will determine some success and failure of your championship season. So how would you then grade this out? What kind of phrase would you put on this? Decent, with a 29 and 25 mark? Good? I say extremely successful. I really do. Now, I think there's a ceiling there. You just look at the batting averages. There's a ceiling there. Man, this team can get going offensively. They're going to be a tough, tough customer. This is 1/3 in. This isn't just a little sample size, guys. I think it's official now. And you look at the next week or so, you're going to have to get some offense, you know, from some of these guys. You're going to have to do something about it. It's that simple. You go the next 7-10 days, and you're still seeing some of this stuff going on. You're going to have to – I don't have the answers. That's why David Stearns is paid a ton of money. But I will say this, you let it go another couple of weeks, you start chewing on this middle third of the season, you're going to have to do something about it. Well, he did do something about it. He brought in Willie Adames. All right, 414-799-1250. Craig Counsell coming up in just a little bit. Let's get Nate in here. Nate, you're on the fan. 3-2, 10 innings. Crew gets it done today.
How you doing, Tim? Missed you yesterday, man. Turned on the radio, didn't hear your voice. I was like, oh, what's going on? But
I really would like to go into it, but
no comment.
I can't comment on it. Hey, I really can't.
Understandable. But I definitely feel that it's been good the first 54 games dealing with all the injuries and stuff. I mean, if you would tell me that Christian Yelich would have missed almost half of the games and we'd be four games over, I probably wouldn't believe you. So I guess it's good at that point, probably C average. But I definitely do think that it showed today. We gave up. I'm starting to like the Adams trade a little bit. Not doing the fact that you gave up two arms for him, but we gotta find some arms to replace those two, because this guy Trevor Richardson, I don't know if he's the solution to the empty void that we have in the bullpen. And I agree with you on what you just said. If we're giving time to these guys who're struggling hitting wise, in the next couple weeks or so, if nothing trends upward, we got to start looking to improve, because this pitcher staff is great. I mean, Corbin Burns, I think it was the third inning where he had runners on second and third. Mm-hmm. And didn't give up anything. Oh my goodness, that was filthy. And we got to take advantage of this while we can. So I do agree with you. If things don't start shaking up a little bit soon, then we're gonna have to. David Stearns is gonna have to look into trying to get some better offense. Through here.
Yep, that's it, Nate. Look forward to our conversations all summer long. I really do. 414-799-1250. You say replace both those arms in Rasmussen and FireEyes, and I would say, okay, I'll meet you in the middle. You're going to need one. And now, again, I do, obviously, longtime listeners, you guys know I'm going to root for and support everybody in a Brewers uniform. I will say that. But I'm also going to just give you my opinion, too. And anytime you have a guy that, you know, I don't want to really rip on the dude, Trevor Richards, the aforementioned. But let's just talk odds. The odds of when you are toiling in indie ball, independent leagues, and you're flipping around here, you don't know if your career is going to, you know, take a hold. And there are success stories. Don't get me wrong. There are. But the odds are against you a little bit. They are. And to rely on one of those guys, which in this case is Trevor Richards, that's tough. It really is. And he's a fastball change guy. And again, he's in the big leagues for a reason. But our bullpen in Milwaukee here, because of course it's ours, we're used to kind of dominating, aren't we? The past, how many years? We're used to watching a Brewers bullpen that is just dominating, the majority of them out there. And to rely on that guy if he's part of it, fine. But if he's an integral part of it, ooh, that's a little bit of a gamble. So, Nate, I'm with you on that. Now, I will disagree with you. C average on the 54. Come on, Nate. Give me a little bit better than that. There are four games over 500. Five-game winning streak. Pitching lights out. Offense opportunistic. I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching it there. 799-1250. How would you phrase the first 54 games? One-third in, guys. Let's see. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're next on the Fan. 3-2-10 today. Another victory. Five straight.
Hi, Tim. I'd say it's not bad. But I have a question for you. I didn't understand the strategy. Why would Council take Garcia out of the game and put Yelich in right and then Hira in left field? What was the point of that?
Yeah, I wondered the same thing. I did. I wondered the exact same thing. And Bradley then stays in. Was there a double switch prior to that, though? And that would be my thinking, that was expected anyway. He ran thin on his bench, for sure. Had this thing extended a little bit more, they might have been in trouble and had one of these pitchers bat.
Well, yeah, I mean, why take an outfielder out of the game and put an infielder in the outfield who has a bad arm?
Well, that's where you hide – but that is where you would hide the bad arm, is right. Left field in the big leagues.
I think you should hide in the dugout, is what you
should. Okay, all right. All right, so you say not bad. Thanks for
right,
the call.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, you got it. Let's see. Mike, you're next at 799-1250. What's happening, Mike? How do you grade it out?
Jimmy missed you yesterday.
Yeah, because I know that. I apologize. Listen, I apologize.
All right. That's
for
all right.
Okay.
I did two Hot Rod shows Saturday, and I was on my deathbed Sunday, too. So, you know, what do you think? I think these ex-training games, they're nice, and they win in them. I don't want no six cigarette, two inning, ex-training games.
Okay.
Let's get some leads, right? And
yeah.
This Adames, this guy's a stud.
He's a spark plug,
really
too.
I really knew what he was doing. I questioned him. Is he good?
Oh, yeah, well, again, it depends on what you expect out of him. He's more than a solid Major League Baseball player.
I think there's
intangibles around him that we're still figuring things out.
And that play Colt Wong made, I mean, on his knees, oh, God.
So how do you grade it out, Mike? What kind of terminology would you use to grade the first third of the season here today?
Better than not.
Okay.
I think they're all right. I really do.
Okay, good deal, Mike. Thanks for the call. Go.
He's gone.
Okay, we did. Sorry, I'm sorry about that, Mike. You had one of the more successful Memorial Day weekends in Milwaukee sports history. Think about that. If there's a better one, you're going to have to show it to me. Sweep the Nationals, the Milwaukee Bucks, sweep the Miami Heat. It's sort of spring cleaning over the weekend here. With Milwaukee sports, I borrowed my ex-wife's broom to sweep the Nationals over the weekend. That's a pretty good situation to be in. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up how you would grade out or at least define the first 54 games of the season, exactly one-third, 2 months of the 6 months of the grind of Major League Baseball. Having a blast here. There's been some downs, but there's been a lot of ups, and right now they're on the upswing, and I expect success here this week with this baseball team. Two against the Tigers, four against an awful D-backs team. That, they better come out of this. I probably don't want to put a bunch of numbers on it. Well, maybe I'll think about it during the break here, and I'll come back, including one game in now, so that elevates things a little bit. But out of those six games this week at American Family Field, I expect success. It's time to put the accelerator down a little bit here as of late and start taking care of business, especially offensively. All right, we'll get to Craig Counsell on the other side, 414-799-1250. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 3-2 victory. Their fifth straight took 10 today. We'll be right back. 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Are you changing your mind on value of bunting in those situations, or is this just player specific again?
It was literally the same, you know, four players that were going to be involved in the inning with Narvaez on second and Keston up and Louis and Jackie behind him. So Yeah, it's situational, but I think Keston shows you he's a good bunter, and so that I feel like the chance for success on the sack bunt is way up with Keston, and I think so that's a good reason to do it right there.
Right, Keston did a lot of little things today to help you guys win, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, played good defense at first base, made a really nice play in left field we're in a place that he, you know, shouldn't be playing really. He had a good day. He swung the bat, hit a couple balls hard, didn't get rewarded for it, and then the bunt's a huge play.
In that situation there, what was the switch already made and then you found out after the fact that Lowe wasn't able to go? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Craig, we were actually wondering, because I don't know that we've seen that before. Is the rule that once you tell the umpire what you're going to do, that's it, and you can't?
Yeah, we already made the switch. Yeah, otherwise you'd go back on a lot of stuff, I think, Adam.
Well, if the guy hasn't even made it out there, I thought maybe they'd give you a period.
I don't think that. I don't think that's how it works.
Is it too early to say right now with Lowe, like how long you might be out or?
It's going to be an IL placement. Length of time, I don't know. Yeah, it's an IL placement, though.
Particularly since the trade, how big has Boxberger been for you guys during this string of scoreless appearances he's had?
Well, Brad's been valuable from day one, I think. Or day four, I guess, maybe I would say. He's, like I said, I think he's pitched in a number of different roles, and again, it's, you know, today was his third day in a row, and being able to take the ball on that third day is valuable in itself. And then he's like I said yesterday, just the low heartbeat is such a big deal. You know, he's able to pitch in these situations, not fazed by anything, execute big pitches, and he's been a valuable guy for us.
Craig, were you trying to stay away from Devin Williams today, or was he on the list?
Yeah, no, Devin was a no today.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he just didn't feel good today, so we're going to stay away from him.
Shaw with a couple of hits today. Obviously, he's been in the slide. You just kind of seen him starting to come around the last couple of days. It seemed he'd been hitting the ball hard, even though he wasn't getting hits.
Yeah, I mean, Travis has been in a slide, a little slump, you're right. But he's still going to get a whole bunch of at-bats for us. And just keep grinding through it and be productive. And, you know, he gave us a chance in the ninth there with a good, really good base running, I thought, after, you know, getting the ball to fall, just really good base running. So gave us a chance, and he'll continue to be an important player for us.
Craig, do you kind of tip your cap to Jonathan Scope to battle Burns that long? And sometimes a guy hits those two long foul balls and the at-bat often doesn't end well for a hitter, but he hung in there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I thought probably just in a game, he probably had as good of at-bats against Corbin Burns for one player as we've seen this year. So give him credit. He saw the ball well today, and he hit some pretty good pitches and hit him hard.
There he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers' 10-inning, 3-2 victory. Welcome back to the fan here. And we're going to get to one of the heroes in today's game, Luis Urias, in just a second here. But interesting that Craig Counsell, Evan, I thought it was interesting when he was talking about the bunt situation, that it was the same four guys involved. Keston's a good bunter, but in that they too, like me, and as I said in the opening of the show, that, you know, we're all trying to figure this out, all of us, all the way down to us lowly fans here. Not only the front offices, possibly, but certainly the field managers and the players trying to figure out really what is the best strategy at home. And there's a difference, in my opinion, I will make that difference here in the strategy. I think it's a little different on the road than at home, but I thought it was interesting that they're still trying to kind of maneuver their way through the strategy as well, Evan.
Well, like our good buddy Rami Makhlouf likes to say, it's about the numbers, and it's hard to argue with the numbers at this point. They are 2-0 when they drop a bunt at home in extra innings. The numbers don't lie. They are 2-0, so they're looking at the same numbers we are, and they see that it's been successful so far. And if it's working, why fix it? There's nothing broken.
And the difference was on Thursday, the next man up did not get the ball in play. Urias did not get the ball in play on Thursday, and then it was left to Jackie Bradley Jr. with two outs there. Okay, however, and Craig Counsell refuted this. I still think it affects your sequence of pitching when there's a man on third with two outs versus a man on second with two outs. I do. I think you want to refrain maybe from burying balls in the dirt a little bit. He disagreed with that on Thursday. So, I mean, again, what do I know? I personally think it does affect pitch selection, depending on where that runner is and how many outs there are. But in today's case, Urias got the ball in play and got the game winner. Let's hear from the Brewers. Well, soon to be, I would think, if the trajectory is right with Travis Shaw, although he did have a base hit today, trajectory is going to continue. I think you'll be seeing him at third base a heck of a lot more here coming up. But let's hear from the Brewers' super utility man.
Hey, Luis, just what were you looking for on that 1-2 pitch on the game winner?
Honestly, I wasn't looking for anything. I was just trying to stay short to the ball and thinking on drive it to the middle. And I think the guy that was throwing, he was throwing heat, so I wasn't trying to do too much. I was trying to get a good pitch to hit, and I think that was like kind of outside, but I'm glad that I stayed through it.
Luis, the key to a lot of this is you guys continue to get great pitching. Just to stay close and then one big hit or two big hits can win the game. What do you think of the job those guys continue to do or have done for the first 2 months?
I mean, they've been doing an amazing job, and hopefully they can stay healthy, because I know they will continue to pitch like that way. I think we really trust every pitcher that we have in our team. And I think that's the biggest part that makes us like a dangerous team. Because I mean, I think when you have good pitching, that's when you win games and World Series and everything.
Luis, you had the nice three-hit game over the weekend. I mean, just how good have your at-bats been over the last week of having a consistent approach for your results?
I've been playing less, I would say, but I mean, I think I've been having a lot of opportunity to stay at the play. My kind of like consistent on having good at-bats. And I mean, I think it's something that is not new. You know, last year I was kind of playing that role, and to be able to play this year again like that, I mean, it's nothing new, and I'll be ready in any opportunity.
Luis, what do you think about the job that Hira did today at first, and then first time he's ever played left field in his professional career?
Yeah, that's funny, because I think he played center field in college, something like that. He told me something about playing center field. And, well, to be able to play left field today, that kind of proved everything to me, because I didn't believe in at all. So, but I mean, he did an amazing job defensively, and also to be able to put the bunt down. I mean, that was huge.
Luis, do you think that changes the end of the game, or do you think he scores from second if you hit that ball where you did?
No, definitely it changed completely the game, because if the, let's say, Narvaez would stay at second, probably the outfielders, they would be like deeper in this, in the outfield. So I wouldn't even have a double, I think. So that changed everything.
Yeah, he walked it off, Luis Urias. And the Brewers get a 3-2-10 inning victory today. Their fifth consecutive victory, and now four games over 500 at 29-25 and 54 games into the season. You know, a couple of things, just to button up that situational and the bunting and all that. I mean, the ground rule double there, the walk-off double, I don't know if you can exactly say that that would have happened had the runner been at second base. Now, the outfield would be a little in for the play at the plate on a base hit, but they certainly wouldn't be as far in as they were on a sac fly attempt.
Well, and Urias just said that too, that that was a regular fly ball, so
it was going to be a fly out. I mean, given the runner at second base, that was going to be a fly out. So, I mean, clearly the bunt had an impact in this victory. There's no question about that. Nobody, I don't think there's much argument that can be made, maybe a little bit. But they get it done. Now, the bad news here, Lorenzo Cain, just when he's starting to have some impactful presence and numbers and results on a lot of these games, back to the IL, that is a tough pill to swallow here. As the Brewers just continue to get their challenges here. And, you know, is it Tyrone Taylor? Is it going to be Corey Ray? Is there another, you know, idea in the mix? And by the way, speaking of outfield, Keston Hira did play a little outfield his freshman year of college. So, and it's just crazy how baseball works. You know, the baseball can pick on you a little bit. You have an error at third base, and then, you know, a couple of batters later, the ball just right back to you, and it just snowballs on you. Keston Hira goes out to left field, and on one pitch has to make a play. That's some crazy stuff. Baseball gods are funny guys. You guys are really testing and challenging. We will hear from Corbin Burnes coming up as the Brewers get the victory. Also, Willie Adames starting to become a fan favorite for the crew here in the 2021 season. We'll hear from him as well. If you guys want to jump in here, I'll make room for you. 414-799-1250. As the Brewers get the victory in 10, 3-2 final. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
3-2 final. Brewers get the victory, their fifth consecutive victory, and that means they're on a winning streak right now, and they're four games over 500 at the 54-game mark, 1/3 of the season here. In the 2021 championship season. So we threw this out there on Twitter just to get a little bit of a pulse check on what you thought of the first third, first 2 months in. Evan, what do you have?
Yeah, so we asked, because we've reached that 1/3 mark, how would you grade the Brewers' season so far? 3% said great, 37% said good, 52% said holding their own, and 9% said they are underachieving.
See, I'm a little torn on the underachieving part, because you could say that they are based on a lot of the injuries. Because,
well, yeah, I feel like you almost have to put an inconclusive on this.
Almost. Yeah, given full health, do you think they'd be 29-25?
You would assume they'd be better.
Right. Yeah, they would be better. So, I mean, the underachieving should have had maybe a few more votes, but holding their own, I guess that has something to do with the injuries as well and the lack of offense. So they are sort of, in that regard, holding their own, and that's leading the charge here as the Brewers, again, get the victory today. Now, in this six-game homestand here, four against the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks can't get out of their own way right now. Tigers are not considered a good team. It's still a baseball game each and every night. Anybody has the chance and does beat anybody on any given night. Hell, the Tigers just swept the Yankees over the weekend. So figure that one out. But it's time to sort of push it, and maybe that's why you're seeing the bunt in extra frames on both Thursday and today. When you're seeing Craig Counsell allude to the fact that, you know, it's about the personnel involved here. So we're seeing a little light shed on the strategy part of it, and I'm fascinated by this. I really am. Nobody is an expert in or out of the game of baseball. Whether it's you, the fans, or those guys that are on the field, nobody is an expert in, what, 50 games, 54 games this year, and 60 games last year. Nobody is an expert on that. Takes a little time to kind of figure out what to do in these situations. All that being said, I want to get to a prediction here this week. I want and expect three of the next five victories. That's a final game here against the Tigers tomorrow, off day on Wednesday, and a four-game set against the D-backs starting Thursday. That would make it a 4-2 minimum run here in the six games. Is that fair? Based on the competition, based on the pitching, you're going to get Woody back in one of these next five games. You're going to get Peralta for sure in one of the next five games. So there's two legit shots at victories right there. Evan, does that seem fair? Three of the next five.
I would say, yeah, that's the minimum that you should have against two not very great teams, 4-2.
So you would be almost back to that high water mark at that point. That's 7/500. That's something to keep an eye on for sure. 414-799-1250. They get the job done today. Corbin Burns, six innings. I thought he was pitching from behind a little bit too much. There were three or four full counts. The Jonathan Scope at bat in that sixth inning, that was a buzzkill right there. Fans were into it, 23,000 at American Family Field, and you know, a 10-pitch at bat results in an RBI base hit. I thought a changeup should have occurred at some point in that sequence, but we'll hear from Willie Adames coming up in just a bit here. But right now, let's hear from the Brewers starter.
Corbin, that long battle with Johnny Scope, is that one where you kind of tip your cap to the hitter to hang in there, especially with those two near homers?
Yeah. I obviously fell behind the count 2-0 there pretty quickly. So at that point, it makes it a lot tougher, AB, obviously, to work back into it against a dangerous hitter, and then also to continue to try to throw stuff that, you know, try to get him swing and miss, and he fouled off a lot of good pitches, and you know, eventually I just didn't have quite the finish on the cutter, and he was able to hit in the left center. But he had, I think, two good ABs off me. I think he had a knock early, he was out there, he was seeing the ball well. We were trying to mix it around, and he just managed to get a bat on just about everything.
Seemed like other than that, Corbin, stuff seemed to play pretty well today for you.
Yeah, I think the cutter today was the best it had been since returning from the IL. Put some work in the middle of the week to try to get that cutter back, and I think today was probably the best it's been since returning from the IL. And the other stuff was decent. We didn't really get to the slider much, and when we did, kind of popped out and made a few mistakes with it. But other than that, threw the curveball pretty well. Changeup was good, and threw some good sinkers today as well.
Corbin, Keston is still looking for hits. He's not getting them, but today seemed like a day where he had an impact on the game in the field with some plays at first, and then getting thrown out left field for the first time in his pro career. How do you think he's been hanging in and trying to do what he can do while he's trying to get the bat going?
I mean, Kesson's been good. Obviously, he's not swinging the bat the way he wants, but you know, he comes in with a good attitude, puts the work in. Like you said, played a great first base today. You know, made a couple good catches over there, and you know, doubled up the guy at first on a good diving play. So, you know, he's coming in, and you know, he's doing everything he can. He's putting the work in. He's trying to be the best team player can be. So it's one of those things that I think eventually it's going to turn for him. You know, I think the team will be, you know, a lot better and a lot better place. You know, once he's swinging the bat, because obviously he's a huge impact bat. But yeah, he does a great job coming every day. Good energy and, you know, putting his work in and, you know, just doing everything he can to get this thing turning.
Hey Corbin, you mentioned the team. You guys are kind of winning games now like you were earlier, good pitching and, you know, kind of just enough runs. How'd you guys as a team kind of weather that rough spot there where things weren't going so well?
I mean, that's baseball. I think every team in a season, every good team anyway, is going to have one of those stretches that you have to overcome and get through. You know, we had a couple meetings of, hey, let's just, you know, just keep pushing through it, It's going to turn around. And I think that the DC series was kind of that turning point for us. We threw the ball great. We hit the ball well, play good defense. And, you know, we happened to come across a good Detroit team today that, you know, swung the bat well and pitched well against us. And it was good to come out on top.
There he is, Corbin Burnes, after the Brewers 3-2-10 inning victory today. Pretty interesting comments there. A couple of meetings during losing 13 of 17. And again, for those that think rah-rah speeches are out of bounds here in baseball, maybe they are. But I think a meeting just to keep your heads on straight would not be considered by definition a rah-rah speech. But again, maybe leaning in that direction a little bit, hang in there. I agree with him that teams are going to go into a funk once in a while. I mean, look at every team. Look at the Dodgers earlier this year. They were brutal for a couple of weeks. And the Brewers trying to still dig out of that, losing 13 of 17. But they're well on their way. You know, the challenges continue to happen here for the Brewers. Now, again, another challenge in Lorenzo Cain back to the IL. But you just find a way. I think it's probably more of a testament to Craig Counsell than anything else. I do. He says, I didn't hear him say team meeting, but maybe it was. I'm not sure of that, but you know, they're braving the storm, or that storm looks to be behind them. They've won 8 of their last 10 now, so they're definitely playing some better baseball to get it done over the weekend, obviously sweeping the Nationals. And I think part of an energy change here has been Willy Adames. And I'm not saying he's the savior and hero coming in here, but I think he, in terms of chemistry, you guys watch Brewers baseball. You didn't see it on TV. You see it at American Family Field. He just seems to have this energy around him. And maybe that's just the timing was right for an addition like that, and let alone his play on the field, both with the bat and defensively. So Willy Adames has changed a few things here for the better. There's no question about that. Let's hear from the Brewers shortstop after the victory.
I guess they got Willy,
Willy, what do you think a moment like that does for Urias?
It was amazing. He told me before the inning, when we were going to the dugout, he said, "I'm going to walk it off." I said, "I know you got it." And, you know, it was amazing to watch it. It was even more because, you know, he told me that he was going to do it. So he had that confidence, you know, in himself that he was going to do it. And, you know, we were just there supporting. But I know it's big for him and for the team to get that win. You know, we need to keep rolling like that. I'm happy to see that, you know, we're playing better. And, you know, It's always big for a guy to walk it off, and you know, and for him, you know, I know he was happy about it.
Willie, you're getting your first opportunities to hit here at American Family Field. I know we talked to you about hitting at the Trop, but what do you think about hitting here? A couple home runs so far.
I'm feeling better. I'm feeling way better. But yeah, today with the roof open, you know, I wanted to see it, to see how it was going to be. Cause you know, I heard it's a little shady when it's, you know, when you get those shadows, and, you know, I think it was still better than the drop to hit the ball. You know, I see it better, but yeah, I think I'm liking it. And, you know, I love the fans though. The fans here, amazing, but it's better.
What do you think? Is it just the change in parks, or what do you think explains the how well you've been playing since you came over in this trade? What do you think is the reason?
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm just working hard in the cages, and you know, just going there and trusting whatever work we put in practice. And, you know, I'm just having fun, just enjoying the game. And I don't know what to tell you. I just playing the game the way that I always do it. And, you know, I'm just happy to see that, you know, we're getting some results now and, you know, we're winning a lot of games.
Willie, Colton Wong made a couple of nice defensive plays next to you. What has stood out to you about playing next to Colton and just how you guys are playing defense together?
It was amazing to watch those plays he made. I was so excited when he made that diving play today. It was special. You know, he's too nasty in second base. He's the best. And, you know, he makes a lot of great plays. But to watch it live, to watch it right next to him, for me, you know, it's special because you always want to see that. And when you have a guy like him that you know you're going to learn from him and you're going to watch those kind of plays every day, it just blows my mind.
There he is, Willie Adames, after the Brewers 3-2 victory, talking about Colton Wong there at the end. And I've said this before, after getting a nice couple of months view of Colton Wong playing baseball, those of you that got some kids in baseball and you know, if you're a coach or whatever, just tell those kids, watch Colton Wong play the game of baseball, every part of his game of baseball. Don't just have him watch him when he's, at the plate. If you're at American Family Field with your Little League team or whatever, just watch him in the field. It's just pretty impressive. Did not realize that he was all of that in terms of all the tools of baseball. That's pretty cool. Adames there as well, giving us some insight. Luis Urias, he told him he was going to walk it off. Good for you, Louie. Good for you. We'll take a break here, come back, line you up for game two of this shortened two-game set against the Tigers. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, on The Fan.
Two-game set against the Tigers. But just wanted to roll this out there at the third mark here. Evan and I were looking at some numbers here, one-third of the way through the season. And let's start with the pitching staff. And I guess there's a couple of different ways you can break it down. I mean, you could go with starters, and we all know that they're stacked there. But just pitching staff as a whole, the ERA and where they would rank here in the NL.
Really good. Just to put a one word on it. Right now, their team ERA in all of baseball is 3.62, which is ninth.
Yep, that's great.
That is really, really good. Strikeouts, right now, the team is, well, if we let our computer refresh, they're second in the entire major leagues with 555 team strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as their offense has been striking out, their pitching staff has been as well.
They do the same thing to the opposition, for sure.
Their whip, 1.14, which is, I believe, top 10 as well, if my computer would refresh. Yes, sixth. Sixth in all of baseball in whip. So the pitching has done their job.
There's no question, and I think everyone is well aware of that. However, I do think that bullpen, maybe another arm, and you know, whether it's a Patrick Weigel or maybe another arm comes from outside the organization, but they're going to need one in the back end there. You went with the other day over the weekend in D.C. Suter, Boxberger, Williams, and Hader. Now you're not going to be able to do that every day. You're going to need to split that up a little bit. And is Richards the answer? I'm not so sure about that. Perdomo now is added to the IL. There's another casualty there. So there's going to have to be another arm. Is it Bettinger? I mean, maybe he might be tagged as the long guy. So we'll have to see what Stearns does. But an arm, in my opinion, is pretty vital. I don't know if it's realistically right now. I think that could be an addition, maybe at the deadline, or you know, maybe a waiver kind of trade after the deadline. So we'll wait and see. Offensively, this is where it gets a little testy, as Bob Uecker would say. It gets a little dicey in here.
Yeah.
The strikeouts are just out of line here.
Yeah, the strikeouts, they are almost last. They've improved a little bit, but they are 27th in baseball with 538.
It's just crazy numbers, and they're not the only team, but someone's got to rank in a bad offensive year toward the bottom, and that's not a good place to be. That's this, we all know they've got to improve that. Their team batting average has been hovering around that 210 mark for a good chunk of the season here, Evan.
Yeah, and they are second to last in all of baseball with a 211 average. The only team worse is the Seattle Mariners with a 205 average.
Wow.
Pretty abysmal.
And on-base percentage maybe improving slightly, but that has been hovering around that 300 mark.
Yeah, just below it right now at 296, which puts them in 26th place in all of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's they're going to have to find a way. They're finding ways to win. Despite those crazy offensive numbers, they are finding a way to win. And really, if it has to come from within, then it does. I mean, if there's no moves to be made here, then it's got to come from within Keston Hira. It's got to come from within Jackie Bradley Jr. Yes, it has to come from within Christian Yelich. I mean, these are the types of guys that need to do some damage. And not just, you know, again, there's a time and a place where, you know, you're going to have to battle with a bunch of singles, a bunch of opposite field flares, or whatever it might be. There's also times where you got to lay the lumber. And that's what's missing here, I believe. Avi's been doing a nice job. You look at the amount of home runs, seven home runs in the month. He had two of all of last year, 60 game season, granted, but well, he surpassed his power numbers in a month of baseball here in the month of May, Avi Garcia. So there are some good things happening. Colton Wong's been fairly consistent. Omar Narvaez, trying to get back into it since being activated from the IL. So there are some good things as well going on, and obviously Willie Adames has provided a spark of energy. Game two tomorrow, after the last pitch, you make the switch. We'll talk some Brewers baseball. Hopefully, after their sixth consecutive victory, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Eric Lauer gets the start again, a 2.8 ERA. Evan, he's been pretty decent this year for the crew.
If he continues to pitch like this, we might have to revisit this trade for about the seventh time so far.
Or 17th time.
Right. Yeah. But he's a guy who's a little bit like Brent Suter in that he doesn't throw hard, but he commands the game by just going at his speed. He has some pretty good stuff, good command, when he's rolling, he is rolling. So if he keeps going, this six-man rotation that Council and Stearns have dreamed of might be a reality.
Matthew Boyd on the hill for the Detroit Tigers. And like I said, we'll see you after the game tomorrow night. Then an off day on Wednesday, then a four-game set with four different game times against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I believe it's a 6:40, 7:10, 3:10, 1:10 series.
Yeah, I last I checked, I believe that is correct.
Wow, that's crazy. But you can count on me being here. I will be here, and we'll go from there and talk some Brewers baseball. Big win for the crew today as they take game one of this two-game set against the Tigers. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great rest of your day. And remember, take a couple of moments to think about who has sacrificed with the biggest sacrifice you can possibly do in our military to memorialize the fallen soldier and the military personnel that have lost their lives to provide us with a lot of benefits in our great country. You guys have a great night. And remember, as always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.